So welcome to this meditation on difficulty. And as always, inviting you to take your seat. Whichever posture you have chosen, becoming aware of that. And also, if possible, taking a bit of a refuge in that posture. So choosing an upright and alert posture, and this could then become a sort of refuge for you, a groundedness in the seat, feeling your feet on the floor. And the contact with the seat or cushion, chair. Also, contact of your hands with each other, or your legs, or knees. And really bringing curiosity to this posture that you chose. If you like, taking a deep in breath. And a bit slower out breath. You could even, for the next few breaths, if you like, even count them. Count to 4 or 5 when you breathe in, or to 5 or 6 or 7 when you breathe out. As a way of shifting more to a relaxing mode. As good as you can, staying with the breath. Coming back to it over and over again. And then noticing how things are in your body this morning. Is it a bit stiff or tired? Tense? Even painful? Or neutral? Maybe it feels good. Or maybe it's even all of that at the same time in different parts of the body. And the invitation is to allow things to be here as they are, and simply bring them to awareness. Almost like cradling them in awareness. It's like a gentle way of bringing it in awareness. Okay, can be there. And also checking in with the mind. How things are this morning. Maybe it's a little worried or anxious, frustrated, or maybe it's calm and peaceful, grateful, or maybe it's all of this or several of those at the same time, or others. And there are meditations where we can choose to pick the positive ones and focus on them. But in this meditation, I would invite you to really specifically choose a more difficult one. So shining the spotlight of your attention on what's difficult in this moment. But I would advise you to not take something very upsetting. So rather mild or moderate. So you don't become overwhelmed. And at first, I would like to invite you to name what's there. So naming that difficult emotion is an important step. They say name to tame, naming to, for taming it. See how that feels for you when you put names on the emotion or the different ones that you would like to look at. Being as precise as possible. And then bringing this to the workbench of your mind, as Mark Williams says. And with this, we mean not really analyzing those feelings mentally, but really investigating them in the body, allowing them to be there for now. It's okay. I allow myself to feel it. And dropping into the body and noticing where you feel this emotion or these different feelings the most. And that could be in your chest, in your throat, in your neck, between your eyebrows, somewhere in your head. There can be so many parts. If you like, you could support this by putting a hand or two on the spot where you can feel that difficult emotion. Or if you don't want to use your hand, you can just bring your awareness as close as possible. And then really tuning in, how does that feel in the body? Is it something sharp or tight? Does it come in waves? Is it big or small? Does it change? And being very gentle with you as you do this. So at any moment when you notice like, oh, this is too painful, or you feel like you're becoming overwhelmed by it, you can zoom out and go back to the posture, taking refuge in your posture, in your seat, contact of your feet with the ground, and staying there until you feel stable again, or not coming back altogether if you choose to do so. As you know best what's good for you. So listening to your wiser inner voice. But if you choose to do so, continuing to explore just a little bit more. How does it feel in my body? Can I bring some kindness to this? Feeling the edges, softening the edges around that part which feels difficult. Can help with your hand, the warmth of your hand, softening it. And it could be that this difficult feeling is wandering in your body and now it's somewhere else. Then you can move your hand to this new part. And allowing the warmth of your hand to soothe it, or simply doing it with your awareness. You can also breathe into it, allowing yourself to breathe into it, out from it. What does it need? Emotions are always stored and expressed by the body. And therefore, it can be nice to work with them in the body. To heal it by feeling it. And sometimes it doesn't go away, and that's just fine too. Take some more time. And so, being kind to yourself and patient. It could also be helpful sometimes to add some words. For example, this is difficult. This is painful. So validating it. And then adding something like, may I be peaceful in the midst of this? Or may I be well despite of this? Or may this be a lesson to me, or whatever you want to say to yourself, to comfort yourself. May I be strong. And continuing to breathe with this physical sensation or sensations in your body, which might be at the same spot, might be wandering, changing, getting stronger or weaker. And knowing that your awareness is big enough to hold this. So, continuing to send yourself some good wishes. And if that's difficult, you can also imagine a person alive or dead that cares for you. And imagining that this person is comforting you. So using the words of this person, I know this is difficult for you, but you will be okay. Or I'm here to support you. And continuing to feel how this is for you in this moment, what feelings arise, how they feel in the body. Breathing into it and out from it. And then shifting out of it altogether, back to your seat. And just sensing your seat, your posture, contact of your feet with the ground, contact of your body with the chair. Taking a few final deep breaths. With a little smile on your face, if you like. And then gently bringing this practice to a close.